As I say on many Sundays at the beginning of the service, we are here on the west side of town. Here is where we chose to be this morning. And most of us here have chosen to become members. And today we have affirmed the most recent among us who have made the choice of membership. What does it mean to say that we are members of this congregation? One thing we are affirming by our membership is that we belong here. For humans, belonging is the opposite of loneliness. Belonging is the opposite of loneliness. As humans, we need to belong to ourselves, to one another, to our friends and families, to our faith, to our culture, our country, and our world. Belonging is primal and fundamental to our sense of happiness and well-being as humans. Our interests, motivation, health, and happiness are closely tied to the feeling that we are members of a greater community that shares common care and common aspirations, a community that shares love and shares hope. And I find the presence of new and renewing members among us a great source of hope for this community and our faith. Most of us belong to a few different communities of shared care and aspiration, hope, and love. So what does it mean to be a member here at the Second Unitarian Church of Omaha? And perhaps even more important, what is it that keeps us here as members of this community? This very question was taken on by the UUA's Commission on Appraisal a few years ago. The Commission on Appraisal takes on big, juicy questions of our faith and studies them in lots of ways. They hold focus groups, they interview people, they study other faiths, they study our UU history and theology, and they used all of these approaches in their report on the meaning of membership. Here's their report on titled Belonging, the Meaning of Membership. I have preached from this report before, and I likely will again, because it contains much richness of insight. I highly recommend this report to our membership, fellowship, and stewardship committees, and you can download it from the UUA website as a PDF. Among other topics, this report addresses why people become members of our congregations, explores what membership is, and seeks to understand why it is that people stay members. I'd like to unpack these a bit for our new members and everyone else who's here today, including our visitors. The main reason people join our congregations is because of their need for growth and transformation. Growth and transformation of many types: spiritual, personal, skills, learning. This is all about making meaning and applying it in our lives. That growth and transformation come from making internal connections as a worshiping community, from living out our UU principles, from engaging in the work of social justice based on our principles and our shared theology, and in coming together to bring our shared dreams to life. In one interview, the commission spoke with a member of a UU congregation, a woman named Dee, who had been a solo practitioner of an earth-based religion. Over time, she had found that solo practice still left her feeling spiritually unfulfilled. This is what Dee said. Since becoming a member of a UU church, I feel more community spirit. There's a great sense of camaraderie among members and friends of this small church, and there are many chances to become involved. I now feel like I belong to a spiritual network. By working, worshiping, or just plain having fun with others, I get a sense that there's more to religion than just rules and regulations to follow obediently. And of course, as you know, we are not super big here in Unitarian Universalism on rules and rules and regulations in our faith. And that more that Dee is talking of is the meaning, the growth, and the transformation to be found here. As the Commission on Appraisal says, the possibility of growth and change, of transformation, is the real basis for participation in a religious community. We have all experienced losses and disappointments, pain and grief. We have been broken by life and need healing. The closest that contemporary Unitarian Universalism comes to a concept of salvation is to offer opportunities for growth and transformation, for becoming more whole. As one of the great ministers of the last century, the Reverend A. Powell Davies, memorably put it, life is just a chance to grow a soul. The experience of membership offers to individuals the opportunity to become more whole, more committed to each other, and to that which is of ultimate worth, more grounded, more profoundly human, and more aware of the gift of community. What the Commission says here is that church membership and community goes beyond what we think of as the legal and formal structure of the church. The legal and formal aspects of membership are important. They help to make us church. But the real church, the reason why we're here, is about that opportunity to make meaning together in covenant as a body of worshipers. The religious and spiritual reasons we're here are about honor, affirmation, freedom, commitment, salvation, love, and care for one another. And sometimes we can lose sight of that, but we must not forget. One of the things that can cause us to lose sight of why we're here is disillusionment, as Anissa Shaig spoke of in her story this morning. As the Commission on Appraisal found, working through the disillusionment with the failure of our liberal religious communities to live up to their ideals, working through that disillusionment is actually necessary for the deepest loyalty and commitment. I know I have seen over and over and over again over the last 43 years, folks come to our churches with starry eyes about the freedom and affirmation and acceptance we offer around religion. And that is real and true and worthy of starry eyes. These folks believe, especially if they have experienced deep wounds of faith, that they have found the promised land. And over and over and over, I have watched folks have very painful reactions when they find out that in spite of our wonderful approach to faith and spirit, we are no different than any other human community in our imperfections. And at these moments of disillusion, people often step back or step away altogether, sometimes for good. As the Commission says, the congregation that is supposed to be a loving community is sometimes beset with conflicts. The congregation that is supposed to be affirming and gentle can become narrow and unfeeling. Decisions can be made with which we disagree, and people can become disagreeable. Working through that disillusionment, living through it, and moving beyond it is the hallmark of committed and loyal members of our congregation. Rather than walking away or stepping back, they remain steadfast. These folks aren't worse or better than anyone else. They are just different. Their loyalty is less to the actual church institution itself and more to the values and ideals that we hold. As the Commission noted, this is a loyalty of a high order. It requires extraordinary patience, tolerance, and the capacity to forgive. These are spiritual gifts learned in real community. Those who have gained these capacities and these gifts are in the deepest sense members. people who are here for the long haul, those who have a loyalty not just to what the church is, but what it could be, to what it can become through their persistence and with their faithful ministry and service. They are committed not so much to the institution, but to the values and ideals it exists to promote and uphold. Now, paradoxically, it is often only through that struggle with disillusionment that people truly find themselves becoming members in the deepest sense. James Luther Adams, probably our greatest theologian of the early and mid-20th century, tells this story of a break through disillusion that brought with it transformation. Writing in the 60s, he said, "In the First Unitarian Church of Chicago, we started a program some of us called Aggressive Love to try to desegregate our Gothic cathedral-like church. We had two members of the board objecting. Unitarianism has no creed, they said, and we were making desegregation, racial desegregation, a creed. It was a gentle but firm disagreement, but a couple of us kept pressing. Well, what do you say is the purpose of this church? We asked, and we kept it up at a board meeting until about 1:30 in the morning. We were all worn out when finally one of the objecting men made one of the great statements for my money in the history of religion. Okay, Jim, he sighed. The purpose of this church, well, the purpose of this church is to get hold of people like me and change them." James Luther Adams is also the person who said, "A living tradition is not bequeathed through some law of inheritance. It must be earned, not without dust and heat, and not without humbling grace." Yes, there will be dust and heat, but that is the stuff of transformation. Transformation doesn't come without some kind of struggle, whether it is internal and with yourself or external in the context of relationship. Being a member here requires a willingness to be disillusioned and disappointed and frustrated at times. Knowing that this is how transformation happens, and being a member requires loyalty to what is highest and best about our faith and about this community. Knowing that we will all fail each other at some point, perhaps on a regular basis. So, in this context, I give a charge to our new and renewing members, Steve, Jody, C, and Judy. I'm looking at you back there. Commit yourselves to the life and the purpose of this congregation. Engage with making meaning here and finding your own growth and transformation in community with others. And when you find yourself getting disillusioned in some way, because you will, whether that disillusionment is with some folks here or with how the church operates or the minister or with other leaders of the church or the color of the carpet or our white supremacy, you will be disillusioned. And when you have these times of disillusionment, I urge you to reach out and step forward rather than pulling away. Connect and reconnect with the people here. Think about how you might be able to participate in the improvement of the thing that is disillusioning. Show mercy. Give grace. Remember our principles, our purposes, our ideals, and our covenants, and live them even harder. And the rest of y'all are not getting off either, because I have a charge for you as well. For heaven's sake, get to know these new and renewing members. Steve, Jody, their son Aiden, Judy, and C. Be interested in them and why they're here. Find out about their passions, their gifts, and their skills. Love them. Welcome them. And be there for them and for each other when those moments of disillusionment come. and then recommit to our shared faith all over again. Because that's what it means to be a member here in this wildly beautiful and somewhat imperfect community. This community of shared meaning and purpose. This community of hope and hopefulness. Welcome to our new and renewing members. And to all of you, welcome over and over again. Amen and blessed be.